pavement pieces, this is In Young Cho. The Venerable Ben Kong Shi ministers to people with AIDS out of the storefront of the Grace Gratitude Buddhist Temple in New York's Chinatown. For more than 2 decades, from San Francisco to South Africa, he has been on the front lines of AIDS education and services. This time as a monk, he is blending his Buddhism with his long years of experience as an AIDS activist to help Chinese Americans.
I was shocked to see, after leaving this environment for 20-something years, that our Chinatown is now 10 times bigger than it was when I left. And also a lot of the problems that we're dealing with are pretty much what was going on in Africa, pretty much what was going on in the gay community and the heterosexual community and the religious community back in the 80s when this whole thing started.
Since the Chinese have a long history in living in densely populated areas, their fear of contracting the disease is remarkably high compared to Americans. Especially in the Chinese societies, many people believe those who have contracted AIDS are intentionally spreading it. Venerable Ben Kong thinks that this is one of the huge obstacles in removing the AIDS stigma that is evident in the Chinese-American community. He gives this example when he talks about a Chinese woman with AIDS who wrote a letter to a monk, the Venerable Ben Kong.
He did receive a letter from a woman from Beijing who had a boyfriend from Beijing, and she became infected with HIV and believes that he infected her. And then she started looking into his past and saw that not only was he HIV positive, but intentionally spreading it out of anger. So there's also that myth of their people being people in the community who are intentionally spreading it.
Given the ignorance about AIDS and cultural situations, the Venerable Ben Kong worked with the Chinese Planning Council to eliminate stigma and misinformation about AIDS. As a part of these efforts, Venerable Ben Kong began to teach both chanting and meditation to a group of women patients, and he discovered that chanting is a very effective way to reduce mental stress and depression.
I discovered that chanting helps, because chanting also helps breathing. Breathing helps boost your immune system because you're putting in a lot of oxygen. So I believe that. I think these are very, very tried and true methods of dealing with the epidemic.
Along with chanting, he's leading a project the Chinese people call One Teaches 10, 10 Teach 100. He gives intensive education sessions about AIDS to a group of 10 people, and those 10 people go out to educate others. For the project, he's targeting the young Chinese generation and is focusing especially on New York Chinatown, where a substantial trade in prostitution and underground sex is flourishing at this very moment.
We're in a place that's, you know, there's a lot of sex going on down here, and let's just hope it's safe. And if it's not safe, we have to make it safe through education.
For him, the goal of the project is to ease a substantial amount of the suffering through education, even for just one individual that is in need. With greater outreach and education efforts, he hopes the project will reduce stigma and misconception associated with AIDS that is widespread in the Chinese-American community.